Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning is my regular guest, my economist friend, Kermit Baker. How you doing, Kermit?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thank you.
I wanted to talk to you because, you know, I hesitated to call you because the news you have is not good, but we need to talk about it anyway. You have several hats you wear, but one I want to talk about today is with the American Institute of Architecture. You do the Billings Report, which comes out every month, and it came out the other day, and it's not good. It's down to 42.8, right?
Down to 42.8. This is just to remind your listeners, Kemp, this is an index centered around 50. So any number above 50 indicates that in aggregate nationally, billings at architecture firms are increasing. Any number below 50 indicates that they're decreasing. And this is, as we've discussed before, a very accurate leading indicator of construction in activity 9 to 12 months down the road.
Wow.
So low 40s, a three-point drop is not good. We are now almost two full years into a downturn in design activity. Every single month since February 2008 has been below our 50 threshold. So we're in a protracted downturn here. I think there's no question about that.
Yeah, but on the other side, when you start looking, you know, our audience is mostly flooring, and when you start looking at the entire flooring market, about one-third of it's on the commercial side, about two-thirds of it's on the residential side. Mm-hmm. We've been encouraged lately at some of the things we've been hearing, and I know that not only do you do the AIA index, but you're a Harvard economist, and you look at the whole thing, and this is, I think this has a bearing, so we'll get back to AIA in a minute, but November retail sales numbers were up, consumer confidence is up, albeit it's lower than it was right after 9/11, but it's up versus where it's been. Stock market is holding above 10,000. Home builder numbers are up. The backing report, which is an indication of how much carpet's being produced, is finally, I don't know if you knew this or not, it's been ticked up versus November of last year. And since the carpet business is seasonal, you have to track it, you know, year over year. And so it's the first time in 3 years that we've seen an uptick in the production of carpet, and that we just got that news this week. So I guess it's all related. What's your commentary on the fact that we're seeing a little bit of this positive? I mean, commercial is always delayed behind a recovery on the residential side, right?
No, that's absolutely right, and I didn't know about this report, this Backings report you just referenced, but that's encouraging, and I think not that surprising. I think we're seeing some very positive signs coming out of the residential side of the market. I mean, it's a slow recovery, and it's coming off of a very, very steep decline. So it's a slow recovery off of a very weak base. But I think, you know, the residential construction numbers are generally pointing in the right direction. And I think, you know, what's missing from this analysis, and even largely missing from our non-residential billings index, is that work that's done in terms of retrofits and remodeling and renovations and things like that. Certainly we hear from our member architecture firms that they're doing much more renovation work as a share of new construction than they have done historically. And I think in a weak economy, that makes sense. And on the residential side, I track the remodeling industry, and that's certainly been a lot healthier than new construction over the past 3 or 4 years. So some of that is, I'm sure, generating a lot of carpet activity too, and will continue to generate that until the construction markets start to take off with a bit more vigor.
You know, we try to stay close to a lot of these different sectors, and I'll tell you, just as another little piece of information, that, and it's around Christmas time too. So you talked a minute ago about remodeling being strong, and it's gift-giving time. The rug market, believe it or not, is actually heated up. You know, two or three of our contacts in the rug market say that they haven't seen sales like this in a while, so that's encouraging.
Yeah, I think we're moving in the right direction. And you talked about the stock market. I mean, you know, we haven't heard officially yet, but it's quite clear that our economy is out of recession, and that when we finally hear what data emerged from recession, probably sometime this past summer. So we're now several months into an upturn, and it looks like it's going to be an upturn that can be sustained. A lot of talk, you know, 4 to 6 months ago about a double dip, and it looks like we're seeing some healthy numbers, and, you know, the stimulus program, a lot more of that's going to be spent in 2010 than was spent in 2009. So we've got a pretty good tailwind, I think, as we move into 2010 in terms of the broader economy performing better than it has in recent years.
Yeah. As we look back at the last recession, are there any parallels you can draw? Because I know after 9/11 we got into a dip, and the commercial market was weak for several years. So does that tell us anything about today?
Yeah, it does. I mean, the last recession was not nearly as steep as this one is, but It was, you know, unfortunately, 3 or 4 years before we saw a good, strong recovery in the construction markets. We were really into 2004 before the non-residential market fully recovered. Now, you may also remember, Kemp, that we talked a lot about the jobless recovery last recession, even though the economy officially emerged from recession in late 2001, shortly after 9/11, as you mentioned. It was really a couple more years before we were adding payroll jobs and any significant numbers after that. So that's going to be, I think, an important sign here. You know, we've apparently emerged from recession. We're not seeing any job growth yet. When are we going to start to see it? Because I think you need the job growth. You talked about consumer confidence. Before consumers really feel comfortable about going out and making major expenditures, potentially taking on new debt levels and things like that, I think we need to see a lot of improvement on the employment front.
I actually think there's two factors. I think you're right. I think the jobless or the unemployment numbers are a key factor in consumer confidence. I also think consumers are watching what's going on in Washington, and they're worried about this debt level. So,
well, they're worried about the federal debt level. They're worried about their own debt levels, and yeah. You know, and you know, we forget that we've all taken a big wealth hit. You know, the money we had in our 401ks 3 years ago has not nearly come back to the levels it was at then, and the value of our homes and the equity that we have in our homes, even with house prices stabilizing, we've still lost, you know, depending on what market we're in, 20%, 25%, 30% in value from what it was at its height. So, you know, we're all saving hard and spending less to try to make up for that too. So we've got. You know, we've got a lot of headwinds that we're fighting here before things get back to normal.
Well, as we get ready to take a break here, and hopefully you are going to take some days off here with the Christmas holidays coming up, some of this is, it's a mixed bag. You know, like any economist, there's always two hands, right?
You got it.
But, I mean, when you look at it and you look into the future, like you said a minute ago, I guess let's leave them with this fact. It looks pretty good that something's along the way. It's just no telling exactly on predicting when the commercial market might see an uptick.
Yeah, I think that's right. I view this as that we're in a recovery mode. We're moving along well, but a recovery is a process, not an event. And right. and for non-residential construction, we're moving in the right direction. We're just not there yet. And non-residential recovery, as you mentioned, Kemp, is generally well after other sectors of the economy, often 12 or 18 months after other sectors of the economy. And it was that way going in, too. I mean, the non-residential construction market was reasonably healthy up through middle to third quarter of 2008 when everything else was weak. So we've just got to bide our time, unfortunately, before that market bounces back.
All right, Cameron, I appreciate you being with us today. I hope you do have a good holiday. We've been talking to Kermit Baker, who does the AIA Index, is also a Harvard economist, and he's on top of trends in the residential and non-residential market. Kermit, thanks for being with us.
Kim, good talking to you, and have a great holiday season.
You too.